every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Every Wednesday, right here on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. That'd be The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do a little stock up, stock down. You just heard the live press conference from head coach D'Amico Ryan's last segment. You're going to hear quarterback C.J. Stroud's press conference for today, next segment at about 3:40. But in between, we're doing a little stock up, stock down, and today we're talking NFL quarterbacks.
Starts tomorrow, baby!
That's right! Football's back! Let's go!
I knew he cannot respond without going up above.
You get me hyped, bro. You get me hyped. But we are looking at quarterbacks around the NFL for this week's stock up, stock down. Yep. Something old Dirty Red Clint Sterner should know a little something about. So let's start with you, Dirty Red. You former NFL quarterbacker, you former Dallas Cowboy, are you?
What's going on here?
I'm just feeling good, man. We're thriving on a Wednesday. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Clint, stock up for you as far as quarterbacks go heading into week one of this NFL season.
I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. I personally have liked Baker Mayfield more than most over his years. I personally felt like he got railroaded by being in Cleveland. You know, the Carolina deal didn't go as planned. He got a little run at L.A. That kind of revived his career. Then he gets down to Tampa. He obviously puts up good numbers and wins games and gets his guys into the playoffs. But I know over the last couple of years where we've been tracking kind of C.J. Stroud, the different rankings and the conversations around top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, I'll be honest with you, man. I think it's deserved, but I'm shocked at the love that Baker Mayfield gets when it comes to top 10 quarterbacks around the pro football. I'll be honest with you. I don't, every time I pull a list up, I do not expect to see him on that list.
He's down to the back half.
What's that?
He's down to the back half of it. He's at the 9 or the 10 range.
Always. Oh, I thought you meant back half of the league. I was thinking,
back half of the top 10. Yes. He's always
in that 8, 9, 10 range every time, Ron. And you look up and I saw the NFL, I think NFL.com maybe, I don't even know what the report was, but it was quarterbacks in tiers. And he's in tier 2 quarterbacks. Again, I think it's well-deserved. I think he's won games. I think he's put up big numbers. I just do not expect to see Baker Mayfield on these lists when I see it, how often I see it, where I see it. And so I got to go right now. All the guys for me around the league, man, the stock being up on Baker Mayfield is surprising. But again, it's good to see.
Finish 11th in the MVP voting last year.
Yeah.
He's now year 3. We'll see what he is without his coordinator, who is now in Jacksonville.
Liam Cohen.
Yeah, Liam Cohen. But yeah, Baker Mayfield.
Old crotch grabbing Baker for Clint Sterner. All right, over to you, Ron. The show, Hughley. Stock up for you as far as NFL quarterbacks are concerned heading into week one.
Yeah, I almost picked the guy that was up on the screen earlier in Caleb Williams. Not quite ready to pull the trigger on that yet, but speaking of Liam Cohen, I like Trevor Lawrence to his stock to go up this year. I think we get a bounce back year from Trevor Lawrence. Don't know what that will result in terms of wins for the team. But right now, I think Trevor is at best at the back end of the top half of the league, like the 16, 17 range, not at all where he was expected to be. And now he's already gotten paid. Brian Thomas Jr. is a great weapon. Shut up, Ocho. And then you get Travis Hunter added to it. And we just watched what Liam Cohen just did with your guy, Baker, who you just spoke up. And you would believe he should have better people around him this year. So I like Trevor Lawrence to bounce back and his stock up right now.
Duval.
Stock ups out of the way. You are tuned into The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. This is Stock Up, Stock Down every hump day right around 3:30 p.m. And we're talking quarterbacks today ahead of week one coming up very, very shortly. Football's back tomorrow. Back to you, Clint. Stock down in terms of NFL quarterbacks ahead of week one.
Well, this one's interesting for me, and this has come to light recently. I got to go with Dak Prescott.
I just don't know what to do with him.
But Ron, we're talking stock here, right?
Yeah.
The Cowboys trade Micah Parsons, and it seems like everybody forgets that they've got the highest paid wide receiver, or one of, I'm sorry, I don't know, I guess there's been a couple of guys, Jamar and a couple of guys maybe got some money since, but they got one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. Definitely one of the most productive wide receivers in pro football. And you got a $60 million quarterback. And there's not even the response across the board with the Cowboys is they ain't serious about winning a championship. They can't win without Micah. You got a $60 million quarterback. And not only that, Dak Prescott's catching hell. I heard Stephen A. Smith talking about he should have threw his power around more with Jerry in a sense of keeping Micah Parsons. It's wild, man. But like Dak Prescott being a $60 million man that has won a lot of regular season games, has put up big numbers, being counted out because there's no Micah Parsons, which, by the way, the Cowboys defense was 30 or worse in major categories other than sacks. They were third. The only thing they did worth a damn was sack the quarterback. And you get rid of Micah Parsons, and all of a sudden Dak can't win a Super Bowl. So I I'm not saying he could before, but damn, if I'm paying my quarterback $60 million, I got to believe I got a good chance of winning my conference and getting into the playoffs and winning some games. So I got to go with Dak Prescott, his stock being down.
And it's weird. They go and get Tyler Booker. A lot of people like that pick to sure up, to help with the offensive line. George Pickens is the other receiver they have on the team. Yeah. Ferguson's a good tight end. I don't know. We'll see. They drafted a left tackle last year. We'll see. I just don't know what to do with him. I really don't.
That in itself is stock down, right? Guy, as you've said multiple times, hell, he's been in the tops in the MVP voting
last time he was healthy, he finished second.
Yeah.
Yep, they're stock down for Clint Sterner because it is a circus. It's an ish show up Highway 45 for the Dallas Cowboys. You love to see it. Over to you, Ron. The show put a lid on this thing for us. Stock down for NFL quarterbacks ahead of week one.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to fall off the map, but he has been fantastic the last 2 years. His numbers would say elite quarterback, although I don't think anybody says it for him. But I'm going to go Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff stock down. I think he takes a step back. I think they got a lot of talent around him. But, I mean, Ben Johnson, he's been really, really good when he's had Sean McVay and then Ben Johnson and his coordinator. Loses Ben Johnson.
By the kneecap off.
I think people now know exactly what they're dealing with. The Lions. I don't think he's going to fall off the map, but I don't think Jared Goff is going to be. He was the MVP conversation. I don't think Jared Goff is going to be like that over the next 2 years. So I think losing his OC, I go stock down Jared Goff. Right there. Stock down.
Well done, Wolf on Wall Street.
That's all right. Yeah, he'll be good, but not what he has been. All right, coming up, let's hear from CJ Stroud, the quarterback. We'll hear from him and get his thoughts as he's at NRG coming up next right here live on The Drive.